Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the exuberantly talented Korean-born jazz composer, bandleader, and singer Ji-Ha Lee, joined by her orchestra with a cut off her debut album. That was the 2017 tune off the disc called April. So this talented graduate from the Manhattan School of Music and the Berklee College of Music was learning from the likes of Jim McNeely and Greg Hopkins. She initially got her mind wrapped around the jazz composition and arranging at Berklee at the urging of the staff, and even got private studies with renowned composers, multi-Grammy award-winning recipients Maria Schneider and Terrence Blanchard. That was big for her.
There's privilege, boy.
That is right there. There's nothing wrong. That's the beauty of the modern jazz culture, is these educational institutions are stacked with talented people. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about that love of composition that she has. Have a listen.
So I decided to go to Berklee and then see what's happening, you know, outside of the Korea or outside of my comfort zone. So that's how I got started into, you know, jazz writing. And then I realized that, oh, the jazz orchestra is the most interesting, joyous form of art for me. So that's how I became a jazz composer.
Over the years, she has been loved by the industry and beyond. She was the winner of the second annual Jazz Composition Contest for Women Composers and the recipient of the 2013 and 14 Duke Ellington Awards and also the 2013 Gil Evans Award for Jazz Composition. I say that because she's good. She made it very clear to me during our talk that music is in her blood, and she had other interesting revelations like this one.
There's no end of the studies. I think that's the beauty of music, not only about jazz. So it keeps me very interested. It keeps me wanting to grow as a writer because there's no end. There's no such a thing, oh, I'm here. I reached the point that I know about music or composition.
And this here is just the beginning, this album, April.
This here. As we say in the hills.
This here is the beginning, my friends. And there is much more to come as the years wind on.
You betcha.
You betcha, sir. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs composers like Clint Ashlock with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you jazz straight, swinging, and surprisingly stirred. So it's only natural that after that intro, we segue into the composer and big band leader, Maria Schneider. She is someone that was huge in Ji-Ha's life. Here she is with the orchestra in 2005 with the song That Old Black Magic off the CD Days of Wine and Roses live at the Jazz Standard. And as we go into it, these are her thoughts on Maria.
And Maria Schneider was saying about organic composition, which is not always, you know, being boxed in terms of rhythms or like bar lines, meters. So when you sing, you don't sing really like always quarter note value or half note value. You sometimes sing like very intricate rhythms without realizing because it's organic. So she was talking a lot of like rhythmic things.
Thank you.
this is Jihye Lee. I'm a Korean-born composer living in New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was jazz bassist Linda Mahon Oh with the tune Midnight off her 2017 CD Walk Against the Wind. So she was born in Malaysia, raised in Perth, Western Australia, and started playing piano and the bassoon very early on. At 15, she dabbled on the electric bass playing in jazz high school bands, and she played a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers, and she was obviously motivated and moved by Flea. Over the years, she has collected some good jazz brass. She received an honorary mention at the 2009 Thelonious Monk Bass Competition and received the 2010 Bell Award for Young Australian Artist of the Year. Over her career, she has played with the likes of Joe Lovano, Vijay Iyer, Kenny Barron, and Terry Lynn Carrington. And she has just begun. These days, she is the bassist with the legendary local cat, Pat Metheny, who actually was from Lee's Summit. And that right there is not a bad gig at all. So let's throw a bit of a twist into things next here. Here's the Orquesta Jazz Outfit, circa 1956, with the tune Mambo's Latte. Next, as we get into it on this episode of Neon Jazz.
Jazz saxophonist Zach Garland Foster, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the young and talented jazz, rock, and pop saxophonist Zach Garland Foster right here out of Kansas City with his take on the 1954 Lionel Hampton tune Midnight Sun. So Zach has been invited to the Kauffman Center, multiple venues on Bourbon Street, and the Chicago History Museum, and all of this was before the age of 20. And after being accepted into both the Berklee College of Music in Boston and UMKC's award-winning conservatory, he decided to go for UMKC to study under Bobby Watson and Dan Thomas, and that's what a lot of people end up doing around here. And this is his official bio. Playing with both the ferocity of a tornado and the softness of a pillow, Zach expresses himself while maintaining masterful control of his instruments.
Sounds like a narrative for Making Love, frankly.
This guy is a lover, and his future is bright.
Yeah, you can't say jazz isn't passionate.
No, that's all it is. It's a big cup of passion. From the master, Mr. Duke Ellington, we go. This is the tune Where or When, we're going to find out, off the 2016 CD, The Complete Ellington Indigos. And as we slip into this tune, Jiha Lee had some great words about the master and his effect on her. Have a listen.
Also, Duke Ellington, I think that can't get old. That album, or Duke Ellington, I think it's because of his originality in his writing. I think it can't get old. It still very sound fresh to me.
I'm Jonathan Finlayson, trumpeter and composer from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz, live with Joe DiMino.
That was the master drummer Mickey Roker, born way back in 1932, and someone we recently lost on May 22, 2017. There he was, teamed up with the great Junior Mance with the tune Down the Line, and he certainly moved down that proverbial line in life. He was born into extreme poverty in Miami and was raised in the jazz scene in Philadelphia. In fact, drum legend Philly Joe Jones became Roker's idol. In the early 50s, he was being eyed as a hard-driving big band drummer, and Dizzy Gillespie loved him. Throughout his life, he was very active on the Philly scene, even into the 21st century, and he played with everyone like Sonny Rollins, Tommy Flanagan, Phil Woods, Oscar Peterson, and so many others. And this cat made it to that ripe old age of 84 and loved every second of it. From the magic of Django Reinhardt, you know what I'm saying, my friend?
Yep, I do.
Here we go again on the show. Here's the tune, Nauseous, or in English, Clouds, as we look into the clouds. This is off the 2016 CD, simply called Jazz Greats, and this is on the top of that list.
Ben Sidran, and you're listening to me on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
Yeah. It's just love. It's passion. That's all it is. Speaking of that passion and that love, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Beatles album that changed the world, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This is the San Francisco String Trio, a supergroup featuring guitarist Mimi Fox, bassist and vocalist Jeff Denson, and one of my favorites, violinist Mads Tolling. This is For Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. This is brand new. They gave to me yesterday. And right now we're on May 31st. The actual anniversary is tomorrow, June 1st. The world changed in such a profound way. What do you think, Mr. Christopher?
Yep, that is as of this recording for those of you listening on later. But yeah, profound. I'm feeling like maybe a moment in space.
And on this final journey into the jazz, on this hour of music that is and was and shall be, is Sax Cat Mark Turner with the tune 6 de Octubre off the 2007 CD, The Music of Mercedes Rossi, to close things out properly. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always here for the benefit of Mr. Kite, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
He takes cream in that, by the way.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're here for you. We're here to give you a hug. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.